follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Busy hour on tap. In 15 minutes, in pocket plays a little bit early because Derek Stevens is good for two. Give me two Utah segments today. Full half hour with him. Tons to get into. Contest update. Along with many, many other topics to cover with him. And a lot of areas to cover on that game from last night. So many takeaways. We'll get to the biggest overreaction of the night that still exists right now in a couple of minutes. You brought this up last segment. We've talked about it throughout the show today. You watch Atlanta play again last night, and you have to, what? They're a 7-win team. They're going to miss the playoffs? What was that? Is it just because Raheem Morris knows the Rams quite well and he was the DC there for a couple of years? There's clearly more to it than that.
Well, if I'm Arthur Blank, I ask that question. And also, why do we play so well in primetime?
Yeah.
But not in the other games. They're 4-1 in primetime. And that other angle we gave out Friday show and also on the tailgate show every Sunday was that went 5-1 this week. Teams that have been eliminated against teams that need to win the game. 5-1 ATS. That was 61% since 1990.
Mm-hmm.
The last 2 weeks of the year, tip of the cap to Evan Abram. So that went 5-1.
They look good. Yeah.
How does that? How'd that team lose to the Jets? Lost to the Jets. Got boat raced at home by Tua. Blown out by the Panthers. And lost at home to the Panthers in the only game that Bryce Young has done anything. And he scored 27 points in that game.
Yeah.
And lost at home. But where was the defense that day?
What a strange division, man.
No doubt.
How weird is this? And now we can have a 3-way tie if they beat Tyler Shuck and the Saints on Sunday.
It's happened 5 times.
Is that right?
The last time, 2011, the AFC West. And a good job. This is not on my radar until Sunday night with Kornacki pointed it out on NBC. This crazy situation. But no, the league didn't think this, that Atlanta would win Monday because they made the Tampa Bay game Saturday afternoon, and now suddenly it's not a winning in.
Well, if they had it back, what would you do now on Saturday? Because you can't have...
I know, it's hard.
You couldn't have Seahawks, Niners, and Ravens and Steelers on Saturday. You need one of those games on Sunday night for sure.
You're going to put Denver Chargers, at least the one seeds on the line or something.
All right.
I mean, it's hard. It's not every game means something.
Yeah, so think about that. Even if the Buccaneers win the game on Saturday, you can't even feel good about it. Because now you need the Saints to step up and beat the Falcons. Otherwise, even with a win, you're going home, Panthers win the division. That's bonkers, man.
Yep.
Now, the market, they liked the Falcons last night. They bet them the entire week, drove the number down, which obviously moved the money line a little bit as well. But to see that performance where they legitimately beat up on both sides of the ball, the highest power-rated team in the league... I'm not so sure, by the way, the Rams are like still the short shot to win the NFC and to win the Super Bowl.
Well, they have some issues, but yeah. I think the special teams, they can get that fixed. He fired the coach, right? They brought in a new special teams coordinator. You also had a ton of injuries last night that were huge. I mean, you don't have Adams, and the injuries on the offensive line. Humphreys was a disaster.
Yeah.
I mean, he takes away the long pass to Puka. He can't even line up right. And they had mistakes there protecting Stafford, and Stafford also... went back into old Detroit form. Just lazy, throwing off his back foot and trying to fit it into tight windows and relying on his arm strength, and he got cute. And those were a couple bad interceptions. So you've seen the last couple weeks now, all of a sudden the turnovers. The Carolina game, and then how it got him last night. But can't be prisoner of the moment. And I know you grabbed some, and I recommend that. I don't care about this stuff. Deep ball, all this. It just, you have to handicap the voter. And the voters are going to look at strength of schedule at the end of the day, I believe. This reminds me of Miami and Notre Dame. And I think you must take Stafford. It's plus 310 at MGM right now. You got as high as 750 last night, May.
Saw 750.
You got as high as 750 at one point.
I saw 650 at FanDuel.
There are too many voters and people who follow the sport saying, look at the differences against teams with a winning record. It's night and day.
Oh, by
and
the way.
The fact that the Patriots only have one win against a team with a winning record.
Yeah, if you'd like to hear a level-headed approach to this from an actual voter, I would highly suggest you go back and listen to the second hour of today's program. You can get it wherever you listen to the Follow the Money podcast. Bruce Murray came on, who is one of 50 voters, and he's been covering the sport for a long time, has a show on SiriusXM NFL Radio on a daily basis. He was eloquent, thoughtful, logical, and that's what you need. We need more of that. Like, I can't listen to any NBA former players talk about the NBA awards. They're absolutely out of their minds. No. Ridiculous with how dumb it gets. That guy, Bruce Murray, on from an hour ago was absolutely fantastic. And he said that if it's not a standalone game in week 17, if that's played in September, nobody's even talking about it. It has nothing to do with the odds moving. So when this is how dumb it gets. Remember when Doug Kazarian came on and called these fake markets last year, which was a great way to phrase it. So I'm paying attention to multiple books last night throughout the game. And as the number on May keeps growing and growing and growing, that's as the Falcons lead also kept getting higher. And it's 21-0. And he touched minus 650. Well, then in the second half, Stafford eventually throws a touchdown to make it 24-10. They're still getting buried. And the Falcons are a huge favorite to win the game. His odds started to come way back. I'm like, because of one touchdown now?
It's like plus 130 when they were down 7. I know.
That's the biggest takeaway from last night is a complete overreaction to the MVP market. And Stafford has to be the play.
Yeah, and I like this one voter was going back and forth with people, NFL writer on X, and it's the same old crap from fans. Well, you can't penalize a team for this. He goes, I can and I will. It's exactly what he said. This is the easiest schedule for a playoff team since 1999.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the easiest schedules in the last 35 years. Yeah. Yes, I can.
And by the way, it's the toughest schedule for a playoff team in Stafford's backing here since 2004. Think about that. The toughest schedule for a playoff team in 21 years.
I don't think the 5 or 6 seed's going to hurt them. I really don't. I think the numbers are going to win out and who they played and how he played in those big games. Wasn't his fault they blew the Seattle game.
No.
I mean, the kick coverage got him and Chubby missed the field goal.
Wasn't his fault they lost to the Eagles, lost to the 49ers?
Special teams there, right? Yes. Williams fumbled at the one. All of it. So certainly, yeah, it's a long season. Okay? So you also, he lost to a bad team, but okay, May lost to the Raiders.
This is Aaron Schatz, NFL Awards voter, complicating the MVP discussion on X is what he said. Matthew Stafford has played the third hardest schedule of opposing pass defenses. Drake May has played the easiest schedule of opposing pass defenses.
There's too much stuff like that on social. There's too much of it. That's why Stafford, I think, wins.
And I thought
there's so many people thinking like this.
Yeah. I thought this was an excellent tweet from Dustin Sweetelson, host of Cashing Out, 11 p.m. Eastern time right here on VSiN. May versus teams above 500, Pittsburgh, Buffalo twice, 4 total touchdowns, 2 INTs. Matthew Stafford against teams above 500, the Texans, the Eagles, Niners twice, Seahawks twice, Jacksonville, 20 touchdowns, 1 INT. And again, and this is from Dan Orlovsky, NFL Awards voter, Matthew Stafford against teams with at least 11 wins this year has 20 touchdown passes. That is the most in NFL history. Drake May has 0. So there's just too much of this now. And Murray came on. We played the cut from Kay Adams earlier. She said the same thing. This is overreaction. She has a vote. Now, again, you're talking about 50 people. We have like 3 or 4 voters here saying this, 5 maybe. But they all talk to each other as well, Paulie.
Okay, now what does this mean for Vrabel? The same thing. They were favored in 11 games in the look-ahead lines in the summer. They did a horrible job last year by the coaching staff. May didn't play well, but Vrabel's an excellent coach. Does Shanahan, can we call it good? Or does he have to win Saturday and get the 1 seed?
I mean, I think
I have to rule out McDonald, too.
Yeah.
Because of where his odds are and also they won 10 games last year, as you have pointed out.
Yeah, they were a borderline playoff team last year.
I think Ben Johnson's got a much stronger case than McDonald. Seattle was good. McDonald knows defense.
I agree.
Bears were a dumpster fire.
I think the fact that Shanahan is actually in this spot to potentially get the 1 seed is enough. And by the way, this is another thing where NFL media, I believe there's at least a handful of voters who said this as well. Like, there's no better case this year than Kyle Shanahan. Now, they've also pointed out that it's an unbelievable list of candidates, which it absolutely is. But their point is, and they always go back to how many players have missed games and, the stars that we're talking about here on one team, and that's going to be tough to overcome for other coaches to win this award.
How about Offensive Player of the Year? Puka's 13-1 now. JSN is minus 280, $3 at other spots. Not only do the Niners have to win, I think McCaffrey needs a big game. He's now, boy, what a move on McCaffrey. Now plus 270.
Yeah.
I think Seattle wins the game, but yeah. It's San Francisco's got to win, and McCaffrey probably has to go off.
I don't think San Francisco has to win. I don't think wins will come down to that, in my opinion.
Okay, what is he? Because if they lose, I'm assuming JSN has a big hand in it.
Well, again, here, if JSN has a good game, he's going to be very difficult to overcome. He will be.
I just don't, against that defense, he doesn't have 90 yards and a touchdown.
Unless Sam Darnold falls on his face again.
Okay.
Which, you know, final game of the season.
But I don't see it against his defense.
Yeah, neither do I. The defense is just so bad right now that put it this way, Paulie, that's going to be a great example. Follow the game live, because sportsbooks will leave up that award again on Saturday night. And if McCaffrey gets out to a great start, he'll probably turn into the favorite. But if JSN has like 60 yards in the first half and a touchdown, Seahawks lead, he's going to turn into the runaway favorite, and rightfully so, by the way. I have zero shares of JSN. I have some CMC. So I'm trying to be as, you know, objective as possible here. I think CMC can win the award, but it's going to take a monstrous game, I think, out of him. Or a no-show from Njigba. And that seems very unlikely.
Yeah. While we were on the air, when we started the show, May went from $4 to $3.30 at DraftKings.
All right.
In a span of 30 seconds.
Well, we have a lot to get into here next. In Pocket Plays. I got a couple in the NBA tonight. We'll expand here on bets to make in the NFL coming up on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
So you're listening to this podcast because you want an edge. But what if I told you you're only halfway there? You've got the mindset. Now it's time to get the toolkit to match. Here's the thing. Pro bettors spend thousands on data and tools, but what they don't want you to know is you can get the same edge for a fraction of the cost with VSiN Pro. With VSiN Pro, you get access to expert picks, public betting data, prop projections, powerful tools, analytics, and more. Tap the link in the description and see why thousands of bettors are already using VSiN Pro to cash more bets.
To determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it. Take it. Take it.
I'll bet you 20 bucks I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3 to 1 odds.
Nope.
5 to 1.
Nope.
10 to 1.
You're right.
All right. Fun game last night. Monday Night Football. Puka to have a catch every quarter was a winner. And I don't know what the hell this was. Williams and Robinson, 3-1, to have 5 yards rushing each quarter. Williams got 2 carries in the first quarter. What? We have to put Corum in on the second drive of the game, McVay?
Well, they were playing him right away out of the gates. Here you go, guys.
I don't understand it. You know, it goes back to the Baltimore stuff every week. Hey, Henry, take some time off. We got to see more. Keep Mitchell. Give Mitchell a lot of run here. And then he only had 2 carries. He had a 3-yard carry, and they gave him the ball 4th and 1. He blew him up.
That's right.
So that somehow lost, and Pitts no good, as Pitts was not part of the game plan with only 2 catches. Cooper flagged at it again. So they keep moving up his assist prop, so we went rebounds and assists over.
What did he finish with last night?
He had 8 assists and 6 rebounds and flew over as Dallas made a nice comeback but lost 125 to 122.
Well, I'll tell you, I made a severe mistake this year. This has happened now 2 out of the last 3 years. There was a stretch when Wemby in his rookie year turned into plus money. I never took any of it. And Chet Holmgren was the short shot. He was the favorite. And Wemby ran away with the award. This year, because of Cooper Flagg's teammate at Duke, Konkanepal's, like, he was just raging and crushing it every night. He turned into the favorite, which then Cooper Flagg was like plus money for a little bit. And now he's running away with it again.
He's doing everything.
Yeah.
Filling up the box score every night. Steals, too. You can take a look at every prop imaginable with Cooper Flagg. All right, we got one bowl game left. Navy opened 4 up to 7 against Service Academies on a 19-3 ATS run in the bowl games.
Can I give you this?
It's from, up to 7 against Cincinnati, yep.
Morning show host here, Dave Ross, VSiN by the books, who was in a branch of the military. I think he's a Marine, right? I think he was a Marine. Yeah, Marine?
Yes, yeah.
He said, you're backing God, Core Country from Paul is an absolutely great line. Great show. listening on the Tennessee-Kentucky border. He broadcasts from Circa as well. And he said the first half, we referenced this earlier, he said the first half of Full Metal Jacket is absolutely, it's perfect and it's brilliantly done by Stanley Kubrick.
It is.
Yeah.
What's your name, fat body? How he was able to do that, with that dialogue?
Oh.
Going up the pile and the donut. What's a donut? This a donut?
Was he up for an award? Was he up for best actor?
I hope so.
He had to have been.
What was his name? Emery something?
Yeah.
Oh, look, I'll get it in a second. All right. Coming back with the Saints again. Why not? 4 weeks in a row. Saints plus 3.5. This is how the NFC South is going to play out Sunday. Saints plus 3.5 against the Falcons. Typical Atlanta. They lose this game too. Georgia. How about those dogs? 6.5 against Ole Miss. And this is from Dan Orlovsky, ESPN. How you get the stats, how you acquire your stats, and who you acquire them against has to be part of the MVP conversation. If I had a vote, it's Stafford. Stafford at BetMGM, plus 310. This is a crazy overreaction for the MVP. Good luck.
He does have a vote, too.
Yeah.
All right. So it took a minute last night, but Anthony Black got there with Orlando. That, first of all, he went flying over his points prop again. I had over threes, and he nailed two, so that was a winner. How'd the Magic blow that game last night to Toronto? They were up huge the entire game. Raptors came back to get him. But anyway, that's a winner. Moving on for the new place. Tonight in the association.
Oh!
Hold on. Yeah. I'll finish this quickly. I have two bets here. Talked about this earlier. Boston, fourth in offensive rating this year. Before their last game, they were number two in points per possession behind Denver. And they were also third in the history of the sport in points per possession behind this year's Denver team, best of all time, and the 2024 title-winning Celtics team. They're playing on the road against the Jazz. I've had this game circled for 3 days. The Jazz are 22-9 over in the first quarter on the year, 14-4 at home. They're also 21-10 over in the first half, 15-3 over at home. Boston just had a dud. I don't think they have a dud tonight. Now, Keontae George is questionable. I would really like him to play tonight for the Jazz, but I made these bets before that news came out. I'm on first half over 124 and full game over 241.5 tonight. And I'm also, look, I bet Matthew Stafford last night at Kelce, and I came back today. Circa has a yes-no. That's it. They only have one guy offered. It's a yes-no market on Matthew Stafford. I grabbed plus 315, plus 310 still out there, like you said. Got to add him to the portfolio.
This is my rifle. This is my gun. R. Lee Emery was an American actor and U.S. Marine drill instructor.
Uh-huh.
He achieved fame for his role as Sergeant Hartman in Full Metal Jacket, which earned him a Golden Globe nomination for Best Supporting Actor. He is unbelievable in that movie.
It's a home run, A-plus job out of him.
Dialogue, to be able to memorize that and just get right up, yeah. Incredible. He passed away in 2018.
I remember that when he passed away. I was like, that's one of the best performances we've ever had.
He's only in the I love this movie, too. It's phenomenal. He's only in it for a couple scenes. He's in Seven with Brad Pitt and Morgan Freeman. Phenomenal movie.
Yeah.
That's a
great flick.
I don't care for the ending. New year off as a better with the VSiN Pro subscription. The final week to save 50% off the regular monthly price with our holiday special. Sign up now. Get VSiN Pro through May 1st to $79. Every best bet, the betting splits from DraftKings and Circa, and the AI-powered prop tools, 24/7 video as well. You get the college football playoff betting guide, Mackinon's power ratings, and they do a great job with previews for every bowl game, who's in, who's out. Start the new year with an edge, VSiN.com/subscribe.
Have you given any more thought? We asked the audience yesterday, best case scenario for a Super Bowl, worst case scenario for the Super Bowl. I think, to me, if the Steelers somehow made a deep run, that'd be a really bad Super Bowl.
That's a killer.
Can't have that happen.
The Broncos are bad for props. I don't think the Denver Broncos are a good Super Bowl.
You think Jacksonville is? I think they are.
It's okay, yeah.
They've really come on. I think, are the Patriots?
They're fun, yeah. May's great. May props will be fun. May will put up numbers if Diggs can stay out of jail.
I would have no idea what to do with the running back props. Probably bet under on both guys.
That's true, right?
Yeah.
Vrabel's handed that, right? Not bad job by Vrabel handling that. should be a big dose of Henderson. Bills are the nuts. Bears are the nuts. San Francisco's good. Rams are good. Seattle's tough for props. Just yeah. because of Darnold, who knows what you're going to get out of this guy.
I really don't want to. I mean, just no offense. I don't want Seattle there.
Really?
I don't. I mean, I don't mind the team, but it's just right? like Sammy D. Eh.
Well, Houston can play an ugly game.
God. Yes, they can. You want to know who can play the ugliest game of them all? Philadelphia.
That's right.
I don't want them there.
Okay. Baltimore?
Yeah, I really think I should probably... God, here's the thing.
You're exactly right about Philadelphia, though. You watch that mess Sunday.
How do we not bet Baltimore 10-1 to win the AFC? Because that number is not going to be there if they beat Pittsburgh.
Because you're going to hate yourself if they lose. How did this happen?
How
can Tomlin keep doing this?
And that's what will happen.
Like, I'll tell you right now, there is no way the Steelers should be able to move the ball.
Absolutely not.
Metcalf means so much to that offense. And he killed them in the first meeting. No Metcalf and no Washington. And a quarterback who can't move. But Baltimore's been doing a bad job the last couple of weeks, though. Check what Willis did against them.
Yeah, here's what's going to happen. I'll come on the show. I'll advocate for betting the Ravens at 10-1 to win the AFC. I'll make a nice bet on them. And they'll go out there and throw up another stink bomb. And they'll lose like a 16-14 type game to Pittsburgh. And I'll just go, that was fun. Why did I do that? Why would I waste my money on something like that? But where does the number go if the Ravens win this game? Because if they get there, Paulie, to your point, like they can just ride King Henry for 75 carries in 3 playoff games, and you know that take their chances that way.
It's common sense. They have only done it once. They should feed him. I want New England Chargers, Jacksonville Bills, Texans Ravens in the AFC first round matchups. That is how good is that? Thursday college football semi. Friday night college football semi, super wild card weekend. 2 Saturday, 3 Sunday, 1 Monday. That's a strong 5 days if we can get great matchups.
Those are
good matchups.
Do you want the regular season to end?
No, I love the regular season's great.
I don't. I mean, this regular season has been. I mean, look at last night, the latest example.
Been a fun season.
Awesome season.
Props have been great. What's going on in New Orleans? Olave props.
Yep. The drama in terms of just like sitting back for 3 hours when they're on like prime time and how much entertainment value we've gotten this year, off the charts, as good as I can remember. And this speaks to, hey, there's no Kansas City at 15-2 and they're going to run wild and kill everybody. Or, you know, there's no runaway favorites here at all.
I really enjoy Aikman with the sense of humor and how he was so good last night again.
Yeah, I know.
But also he's good on the pregame, but he got 3 Landman references in. Yeah, he wants to be going by Landman. And wouldn't you know it, he's got a sister. And you want to know what her name is? Ocean. And she's a swimmer at Oregon State. And he's laughing the whole time.
All right, we're down to 6 in Circa Survivor. Final week, regular season. How much money has come in on game day to essentially move a number from pick to -3 with juice? We'll ask Derek Stevens coming up next.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
We have a ton to get into with Derek Stevens, who is the owner and the CEO of this outstanding property, Circa Resort in Las Vegas, also the Golden Gate and the D here in downtown. Good to see you again. Happy New Year, pal. How are you?
Good. How you doing? Good
doing
to
well.
See you guys.
Doing well.
Feel good. Feels good out there, the vibe.
Yeah.
You can tell people are showing up to Vegas, man. It's New Year's.
Getting here for tomorrow night, so it's a great week. Yesterday was super busy when I got here. Same thing with today. We have a big contest update coming from you, which we'll get into coming up in a second. But I want to start with this. We're on the air on Sunday for the tailgate show, right? And that Bills-Eagles game was around pick'em or Bills minus. How much money does it take on game day to move a number from around picker one to -3 on the favorite with juice, by the way?
Yeah, so that was a special game. We got hammered. We got absolutely hammered in that game. It was on a 3. We were really afraid of getting off the 3. That game, we went to kick, and we had no ability to get buyback, and that ended up, I think it was the biggest decision of the season for us.
Mm.
And we couldn't get off the number. It fell our way. We had a great weekend. But it was because of that game. If it wasn't for that game, we wouldn't have had a great weekend.
That was the highest handle in any game this year.
highest impact to the house.
Yeah, okay.
It was something. Like I was on a couple texts like, hey guys, what's going on? Hey, get the buyback. Chris Butler, there's no one out there. Can't move it. Nobody's buying back. Like, whoa. So I went into kickoff thinking the house was doomed on that game. Mm. But then all of a sudden, you know.
Then all of a sudden.
Yeah. What are they? 13-0, right?
Yep. Like,
boom.
Great job. How about the Colts money, too?
Yeah.
That came in late as well, and then it falls six as he kicks the field goal.
Yeah. Another very interesting development, that's for sure.
What are you taking on a tie at 85, 90-1?
Oh, man, to help I'll people tell out you what, these ties, I open my mouth too much, and now all of a sudden we're booking these ties. Well, you know, $5,000 a pop here and there, all of a sudden starts adding up.
Yeah,
we had, I think we had, it wasn't eight figures, but it was high seven figures, I could tell you that.
Is that right?
That we didn't want to tie. I really didn't want to tie in that Jets-New England game. That Jets. So when I saw New England go out to a big, big jump early, felt a little bit better about that. But, yeah, we're taking a pretty good chunk. We're letting people win $500,000. Before we take a pop at it.
What are you letting them get down hedging survivor plays? Because we're down to six now from nine last week.
Right. We're letting everybody bet $500,000 a click. I mean, we got to be able to have a little bit of room to run. This weekend upcoming, I think we're probably going to run into a situation where we're going to have people wanting to play a bit more. We're going to give them to win $500,000. We're going to move a number. And we're going to see if we get a little buyback. And we need a little bit of time to do it. You know, it's not like you get $500,000 at 9:58 a.m. We need a little bit of room to run to get that buyback. And then hopefully we get a little buyback so we don't have to move the number too far. So we're going to try to do everything we can to allow everyone to hedge out the best they want. There's a scenario, you know, that we could have six teams selected this weekend.
Six teams?
Can you believe this?
There's a scenario.
Go ahead. Take it.
There's a scenario.
You're damn right
there is. When you look at, I love the way this is playing out.
So real bros going Jacksonville. No amp fans are, but he's the only guy who has Jacksonville. He's got to use them, right?
Yeah, real bros islanded on Jacksonville.
Okay.
You got Juicy K has Minnesota.
Okay.
Guerrier, you know, could have New England there. The only one with New England. He islanded with New England.
Got to use them.
Dylan, who hung out here with us last weekend, he's coming back this weekend. He's got Tampa. He might be on Tampa, could be. You got Parts. They could be the Bengals. Yeah. And then Kick Your Knees Up. They got the Bengals. Or they've got... They're on an island on Philadelphia. So you could see a scenario where you have all six take different teams. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but wouldn't that be something?
You imagine if it comes in like that?
Wow.
Holy smokes.
Gary A. also has the Chiefs.
Yeah.
What do you think of that? As the Raiders trying to get the number one overall pick, Kansas City laying six, even though it's a third string quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, laying six here, I mean, you're gonna third string quarterback on the road. The Raiders now have locked in either the one or two, right? No matter what happens. Yep. There's two great quarterbacks in the draft, so I guess the Raiders are kind of covered with what they need. But I mean, that's true.
You feel better about Minnesota though, even though it's, how about Max Brosper laying this number? I don't care who's out for Green Bay. I mean,
I was just looking at Guerrier. Guerrier's got the Patriots. So that's a 10.5-point favorite.
Yeah.
I would think he'd go that route. He's on an island with the Patriots, just like he's on an island with Kansas City. I think he'd rather take the Patriots at home.
Yeah, I think so.
But either way, Guerrier's got two island opportunities.
Okay. How about two people with Cincinnati? Do you think both people use Cincinnati laying seven at home against Cleveland? Or would you go with the Tampa Bay angle? Again, you got to pick 20 teams here. There's not much to choose from.
Yeah, four people have Tampa Bay left. I can't imagine the Buccaneers get selected this week.
You can't imagine they don't?
No, no. The Buccaneers cannot get selected. How do you trust this team with this much money on the line?
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. What's Dylan? What else does Dylan have potentially?
Atlanta? Oh, boy.
I think Dylan's on Tampa.
Yeah.
I think he's on Tampa, huh?
He doesn't have much. He's got Tampa. He doesn't have the Bengals. Derek's right.
No.
He's got nothing to work with. He's used Minnesota, too.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Go. He's probably going to have to use Tampa.
He doesn't. Yeah. He's up against it.
Of all teams that you're going to have to trust.
Would you rather go Atlanta?
Probably.
He doesn't have Atlanta.
You'd rather go Atlanta?
I mean,
I'm with Mitch.
I get the competition, the Saints. I don't want to go with the Saints right now, but
Tampa's
a
mess.
Buccaneers are one of the worst teams in the league going back 2 months.
Yeah. Yeah, I can understand. Yeah, maybe it is. Maybe it is Atlanta. Well, even under that scenario, we're still in a situation where you could have six different teams.
Sure.
Yes. No, you're right. Yes.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm. How many people do you think are going to come out here? Have you heard from or going to watch here at Circa?
Yeah, we've got, I think we've got three Circa survivors are going to be here. We're loading them. The whole underhang is going to be all Circa survivors, Circa Millions, and I know we said we're going to talk about this in the next segment. We got the booby prize. I'll tell you about him in a second. This is going to be a hoot.
Okay.
But we're going to have a lot of action though. We just approved another 7-digit credit line just here a few minutes ago. So good. We got a $2 million credit line, $1 million credit line. Good.
This is also going to create a spot then for people who are going to want to bet against, you know.
Yeah.
You're going to have the best numbers in the world probably on a handful of games.
Yeah, I think. I mean, we're going to. If you're out there and you're watching your board, we might step out a little bit, and give you an opportunity, and that's what we're looking for. I mean, we feel good. I mean, we've got great liquidity, and we got a lot of great smart players that are gonna jump on it. So
implied value of each entry, $3.2 million, six left. Did your staff reach out to you about get a load of this? How about the guy who used the Giants last week?
Yes.
What'd you think of that move? And it was a rocking chair winner.
Well, she did a great job.
Oh, is that right?
And she will be here this weekend.
Good for her.
Yes.
That's incredible.
Wow.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. From New York, happens to be a Giants fan or no?
No, I don't think so. It was kick your knees up. So there we go. So kick your knees up. We'll be here.
Oh, that's amazing.
Great job.
Yes.
Thank you.
We have two females out of the six here.
Yeah, two.
There's two.
Yeah. Well, come on, Juicy K. What do you?
What's wrong with you? Come on. It's a no-brainer.
How do we not recognize that one? Yeah.
Oh, man.
Have you met all of them?
No, but we've had communication with everyone. I've met a number of them. I'm going to see the ones I've not met. I'm going to meet a lot of them this weekend. So this should be a lot of fun.
Tell people what's going on tomorrow. How'd you get Robin Thicke and CeeLo here? What's going on with the concert?
Yeah, I mean, we got New Year's Eve. I mean, this is the countdown under the canopy. Robin Thicke, Chingy, CeeLo Green, Common Kings. A $60 party. We got to upgrade that. It's up to $70 now, last 48 hours. So
grab your tickets, VegasExperience.com. VegasExperience.com or any gate location. Party starts at 7 o'clock. Six live concerts on three stages. Ring in 2026. Countdown under the canopy.
Are we on pace to have like as busy of a New Year's as like every other year before?
I think so. I mean, it's hard to tell because so many of the tickets get bought in the last 24 hours. Yeah. But I mean, looks like the weather's going to be warm. Weather's going to rain. If it rains, we're not gonna. And if it doesn't rain, we're going to be great. If it lightly sprinkles, you're better on Fremont Street.
Yeah, there you go. You have a lot of tidbits. I can't wait to hear them for Circa Millions coming up next.
Is Follow the Money on VSiN.
We continue with Circa owner and CEO Derek Stevens in studio. You have a ton of tidbits for the final week, Circa Millions. Quickly, four quarterfinal games, college football playoffs. They get underway tomorrow, New Year's Eve, Miami, Ohio State, then three on New Year's Day. Good action overall?
Oh, yeah, massive action. This is the defining year of what's taking place in college football. Either you're in the playoff or it's not relevant. I mean, the game today, I mean, Coastal, I mean, there's very little action today.
Mm-hmm.
Playoff games are maybe 2X from where they were. Other bowl games, way down.
Way down, yeah.
Way down. That's where I'm hoping. I'm hoping they just expand the playoff to get, you know, a little bit more. I don't know. To me, 16 seems pretty reasonable. I don't think going from 12 to 16 is, or, you know, I don't think it's that big of a deal.
They can make that happen tomorrow if they wanted to.
Yeah. But I think the tough thing is all these other bowl games. It's become the most difficult thing to book. Yeah. We had a long meeting about this last week. Our guys, you have no idea. Kids say they're playing. Then like right before, I can't play, coach. I hurt my ankle.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? The opt-outs, whether they're called-out opt-outs or non-called-out opt-outs, it makes it impossible. And what it does with that level of uncertainty, it makes it less interesting to the average gambler. So when that happens, handle goes way down. So far, college football playoffs have been good. The rest has been lousy.
What'd you think of Whittingham? You approve?
Yeah, it's fine. I don't know. Michigan.
You don't seem excited.
I don't know. I you're retired. Michigan had to do something, I guess, right? So he's the cleanest guy out there. He follows what? Yeah. Follows five females on social media, wife, what, couple daughters and two nieces, and that's it? Keeps them out of trouble. That's what Michigan needs right now. They got too many problems.
Well, what are you looking at right now? Final week of Circa Millions, and like the juiciest tidbit would be what?
Final week of Circa Millions. So we've got a number of Circa Millions people coming in. I don't know how many yet, but you know, we've got 24 that are the top 24 we invited out for the weekend.
Oh, great.
To stay here, to hang out, all that. So I know it's all kind of a last minute thing. You have to be available. Couple names in here. You see Fezzik tied for 17th?
I missed that.
Yeah. Fezzik 3. Then you got to look at Potato Commish is tied for 9th. We talked about him a lot over the season. Money Gun Guzz is right here. Retchie's here. They're up front. Sean's Dolphins. Bison Sports Cards. They've had a little run. Coin Hops at the top.
Still doing it.
Yeah. So we're inviting out the top 24 to come stay with us for 3 days, and we're going to have a lot of fun sweating these out on Saturday and Sunday. So that's the overall for the quarter.
Holy smokes. I'm just looking at that right now.
The quarter is nuts. I don't think I've ever seen a more wide open quarter, because the top spot in the quarter is only 17-3. It's not like we're sitting on a 19-1.
Mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden you get down to 15-5. I mean, how many people do we have in the top? Like within striking distance, I think we have like 60.
You got a ton of people there tied for third at 16-4 on the graphic.
Yeah. And then 15-4-1. And then the number at 15-5, they're all within striking distance of a cash. I mean, it's a massive amount. So this one's wide open. Alma 4 is in place at 17-3. And Polar Bears in second, 16-3-1. Booby prize.
Okay, this is what I'm talking about.
This
now.
Is
wow.
This is something. So, in Circa Millions, the top record is coin up at 58-26-1. The GC Indicate. I can't. Is it GC Indy? Indicate.
Indicate. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. Like Syndicate almost.
Yeah. The GC Indicate. They are worse. They're 25-59-1. They have a better record inversely than CoinHop does. And we've thought CoinHop and these other guys have been unbelievable all year.
So
GC Indicate 25-59-1. And these guys, they're rolling hard. And they're bringing out 8 guys to spend Sunday afternoon trying to pick 5 losers. And they can scoop the booby prize.
Oh, man.
We're going to have a lot of fun with these guys, too. You could tell the way these guys have been on the phone. talking to Jeff Benson, the number of rooms they got. And yeah.
Okay. Great.
Good crew.
I think so.
Okay. This might be setting a record, though.
Yes.
For the quarterly and the booby.
Oh.
This is insane.
Kimmy five. I don't remember anybody starting off a quarter at 1-19. 1-19. 1-19, I think, would have scooped every quarter if it was a four-week quarter we ever had.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Kimmy five is 1-19. And then we've got two people tied for second. Dan Hample and Money Moose at 2-18.
I know. He'd be furious.
Yeah, you're 1-19. You're not even in the clear here.
Yeah.
To take it down. So this person, Kimmy five, they have posted three different 0-5s and a 1-4 in this quarterly. And they have a one-game lead.
Yes.
Holy carumba.
That is amazing. Don't you wish 4 weeks ago we're talking about, we would have been talking about, let's figure out how to fade Kimmy five. How good is this?
Yeah.
How good is this? Yeah.
Look at Money Moose. Tied for second, tied for 12th, tied for 12th. He's got another entry down here. Did you see this?
Yeah. Money Moose is 2-18. That's Money Moose 1.
Yeah.
Then Money Moose 3-5 are both 4-16. Really amazing. So you would figure they're going to have to diversify a little bit and go after it.
Now, there was also an entry, GG's College Fund, right now tied for 6th, 55-29-1. This was 2 or 3 weeks ago. You pointed this out at the contest show. The same name, the same entry, had three of them, like, tied for 9th.
Right.
And they actually got one of them right now to stick up there and be in the top 6.
Yeah, I think they must have split a couple picks up or something just to try to have a little bit of separation. And now, you know, really anybody in the top 10, I mean, you're just trying to, you're looking at, you know, the six-figure payouts. We got the payouts right there, right? We pay, what's it take it down to, what, about eighth place still pays $100,000 or so?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, $150,000. Ninth place is $100,000. 10th place is $90,000.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, every position, everybody that's up there, big week for them.
What's your advice? Because you're going to see a lot of crazy line movement. Still, a lot of coaches haven't said what they're going to do.
Yeah.
If you want to take stale numbers or you can go oppo against that. I mean, it'd be a great chance. It's a great opportunity to gain ground, too, and go against some of these
moves. Yeah, I mean, I think if we have a couple of stale lines out there, you're still going to have people chase a stale line because of how crazy this week 18 is. So it really depends on your situation. You know, if you jump into a stale line situation – and you're happy about where you're standing, you're probably not going to deviate from your position too much right now. If you're going to go for the gusto to try to get the blue jacket, you may go against the move. You know, you may want to separate yourself.
Well, so Potato Commish, who was in the lead for a lot this year, that was the entry, right, Paulie, a couple of weeks ago? I think fell behind the first, was it CoinHop?
Yes.
And wanted to try to go anti, and they were on, he somehow... Yeah. They were on the exact five opposite picks.
That was unbelievable how that happened. Yeah.
Come on. What are the odds on that happening?
I don't know. That was a crazy one that week.
That's wild. So what is your day like tonight into tomorrow? And then obviously on New Year's Eve is the big one, you know?
Yeah. No, New Year's Eve starts now. Limos are flying. They're all at the airport picking people up. You could feel that vibe, the energy in the air. It's going to be a great night tonight. Lots of credit coming in this weekend, lots of cash coming in. Today's like the big pregame night. Restaurant's going to be packed, celebrities, all that stuff. And then tomorrow, usually a little late start, then everybody gets really dressed up and, you know, you've got all the events, whether you're going outside concerts or whether you're doing, you know, rooftop fireworks, whatever the case may be. So it should be a great weekend.
How many different parties are you going to then?
Four? Probably pop in about four. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll do about four. I'm gonna be with Nicole up at Legacy Club for midnight though.
Yeah. For the fireworks and everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you guys have fireworks here?
No. I get the best situation possible. My next door neighbor Jonathan Jossel, he loves fireworks. Uh-huh. That's perfect.
Like, there you go.
Yeah. He throws out the fireworks. I couldn't ask for anything.
Just
better.
Let him do it. Worry about it. And you're good to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have a great night tomorrow night.
All right.
Enjoy it. It is
Happy New Year.
It's a phenomenal night, obviously, out here for anybody in the audience who has never done Vegas for New Year's. You got to do it at least one time.
It's absolutely a bucket list destination.
Yep. All right, stay tuned. Primetime next, Tim Murray, Matt Ewens, and then after that, catching out with Dustin Sweetelson. Wake up tomorrow morning early with Dave and Jensen, VSiN by the books at 7 a.m. Eastern. Good luck with the bets tonight.